This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, we'll get started. Welcome, everyone, to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I am Diana Winston. I'm the director of UCLA Mindful, which is the Mindfulness Education Center of UCLA Health. We've been bringing mindfulness programs for 20 years to the university and worldwide. I want to welcome all of the people who are live streaming, because I know there's a lot of you out there from all over the world, and they're currently meditating. They will be meditating with us as we meditate here in this room. We're here to practice mindfulness, and I define mindfulness as paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So it's a practice of learning to be in the present moment, to find a place of ease, peace, well-being as we are. Now, as we practice mindfulness, if you've come here in the past or have been coming for a long time, or even if you're new, just to know, we also do complementary practices that support mindfulness and cultivate different qualities of our mind. So today I want to focus on a set of qualities that we can cultivate through meditation. So these are the qualities that are rooted in the Buddhist tradition, and they're called the Four Immeasurables, or the Four Boundless Qualities of the Heart. Or they're also called, I was recently working on a translation for kids, and I was saying we're calling it the Four Superpowers of the Heart. And that's what they are. They're four ways in which our heart can move in different directions that open us up to more, to these states of mind, which are loving kindness or kindness. We could have this capacity to bring in more kindness. There is compassion, which is a little different, I'll explain. Then there is joy, or appreciative joy is the specific quality. And then the fourth is equanimity, or even-mindedness and balance. We're living in times that are tremendously challenging in all sorts of ways, whether it's personal or looking at the larger global sphere of what's happening. So we need qualities of the mind and heart that nurture us, that give us more strength, more capacity, and help us with our mental health. I mean, really, and this is something that when I've looked at the research of these four qualities, they all impact our positive emotional well-being. They decrease negative states like depression and anxiety. They build relational connections. They help with the negativity bias. The negativity bias, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that's sort of the idea. This is a very layperson way of talking about it, but that in the brain, when something positive happens, it tends to slide off our mind like Teflon. And when something negative happens, like Velcro, we stick onto it, right? So we have, like, you have a day and it's a fine day, it's really nice, but the one bad thing that happens just stays on your mind all day long. So these qualities of the heart can counteract the negativity bias. They're reported to create more states of well-being. And it's biological, it's psychological, it's relational, social. So it's very interesting when you start looking at how we're not stuck the way we are. We can actually change our patterns. We can create more states of kindness and a responsiveness that where we respond out of kindness or compassion or joy rather than complaining and comparing and feeling bad about ourselves and feeling bad about others, or worry or anxiety or all the other negative states. So they're really beautiful states to cultivate. Typically when I teach them one by one, like over a period of time, but I'm going to do it do all of them together just so you can kind of see how they work together as they balance each other out in different ways. All right, so let's begin by getting comfortable. And see if you can settle into a posture that works for you. So here in the room, feet on the floor if that's accessible. If you're on a chair, couch, the back upright, some of you at home may be sitting on a cushion, but still an upright back, but not too rigid or tight. Our hands resting where they are comfortable. The eyes can be closed, and most people tend to close their eyes when they do this meditation, but if you don't want to, you don't have to. Looking downward and so you're not too distracted is the recommendation. And even if some people at home want to practice lying down, that's okay. Let's try not to fall asleep. And let's begin by taking a few deeper, longer, slower breaths. As we take these breaths, letting ourselves come into a place of more ease, the possibility of rest, of relaxation, and ultimately the possibility of more kindness, kindness to ourselves, kindness to others, kindness to the world. You might notice your feet as they make contact with the floor. What do you notice? There's pressure, heaviness, warmth, softness. Feel that connection with the ground. And notice the back of your thighs making contact with the chair, the seat of the chair, also sense of pressure, heaviness, touch. Do you feel your back against the chair? What sort of sensations do you notice? Warmth, hardness, softness? So this is a mindfulness practice of noticing what's happening in our body and also relaxing a little bit or just softening, inviting in the relaxation. So as you bring your attention to your stomach area, what do you sense? And see if you can soften. Breathe. Noticing your hands, there's tingling, warmth, coolness, vibration. Soften your hands. Notice your arms, shoulders, releasing your shoulders, dropping. Notice the torso, chest, soft, into the throat and neck, and then face and facial muscles soft. Release. And then noticing your whole body present here. And we can feel the gentle breathing that is happening in our body, the rising and falling of our abdomen or chest. Just the natural breath, or the air as it moves through your nose. And so as we begin these qualities that we're going to develop, if at any point it feels, oh, this is hard or I don't like this, just feel free to go back to the simplicity of breathing and just coming back to your breath, breath after breath, rising, falling, in, out. And if your attention wanders, you can notice your mind has wandered and then come back to the breath. And this is a very fundamental, basic practice. We'll just try it for a minute or two in case you're unfamiliar. Feeling the breath, attention wanders. You might notice it by saying a word like thinking or wandering and coming back to the breath. So we'll start with a kindness practice. And kindness is the act of, or the wish that someone is happy or that we're happy. The desire for the well-being of another person or for ourselves or anybody, for the planet, for plants, animals. We can send kindness. It's a very authentic, wholehearted wish. And so to access it, we begin by bringing to mind someone whom we love. Someone, when we think of them, we get happy. And this can be a child or dear friend or mentor or animal. So throughout this practice, animals work great. So let yourself bring to mind this person or animal, taking a moment to reflect on what you love about them. And then notice how it feels as you think about this person or animal. And then let's offer some words of kindness. So you can repeat my words, you can come up with your own words. But the traditional words that we say are, may you be safe and protected. As you say these words, imagine that this person or animal has more safety and protection or feels that way. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. Wish this for them. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. So imagine, if you want to, you can be creative here, the sense of kindness coming from your heart to them. You might imagine them having those qualities, feeling safe, healthy, happy. And what words do you want to say to them out of the kindness of your kindness? Like, what feels really true that you can say to this person or animal? May you know you're loved. May you find ease. And notice what happens inside you as you say these words. And keep in mind, you might feel something that feels like kindness, warmth, love, care. And you might not. And if you're just feeling, just saying the words, that's fine too. Saying the words and setting the intention is really helpful. So just noticing what happens. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. And breathing. Some people like to breathe and imagine with their breath they're sending out the kindness. So as I said, you can be creative, or maybe it's just a sense or a feel. No problem if you're not feeling it. Just notice what is here. See if you can be okay wherever you are. And so as we shift into the second one is compassion. And compassion is a lot like kindness. It's, the difference is it's kindness or open-heartedness that is connecting with somebody's pain or suffering. So when we feel, when we truly feel someone's in pain, and our heart opens up and wants to alleviate that pain, this is compassion. So it's not pity. It's a active opening of the heart and a desire for that person who you care about to be free from suffering. So you can still work with that same person or animal that we thought of in the beginning, or maybe someone else will come to mind. Someone who you know who is having a hard time right now, and who it's been fairly easy to feel compassion for. To see who comes to mind. And of course, you can pick anything. This is your meditation. So maybe suddenly the desire is to send compassion to a country or to all animals or to your dog or a family member, your choice. But do something that feels doable. So imagine them here with you. And take a moment to reflect on what is hard for them, what's not going well, what's the suffering or pain. Notice how it feels as you recall what's hard for them. And as you make contact, as you recall this, see if you can offer some words of compassion, and those words are things like, may you be free from your pain and your sorrow. So you can repeat these or you can come up with your own. May your suffering be alleviated. May your suffering be alleviated. I care about your suffering. I care about your suffering. I am here for you. I'm here for you. And breathe. Say whatever words you want to say to this being. And notice what it feels like as you offer these words of compassion. And again, it might not have a feeling, but there may be a feeling. Maybe there's a sense of sweetness or warmth, care. May your suffering be alleviated. I care about your suffering. So it's a little different of a feel than the first one. The first one just offered this good-heartedness, and this one is that good-heartedness connecting with the place that that person may be in pain. And if at any point, remember I said you don't want to do this, just go back to your breathing, take a breath. Maybe you want to send some kindness to yourself, some compassion to yourself. So as we shift to the third one, it's called appreciative joy. And this is where our happiness, our wishes, our good-hearted wishes for someone meets their happiness. It meets where they're doing well, where things are going well, and our response instead of envy or jealousy is happiness for them. So taking a breath and see if there's someone, could be someone you used in this previous examples. Think about what's going well for them. What's going well? And as you contemplate the good things, and pick someone that this is easy to do, right? Don't pick a person you have a lot of jealousy towards. Just pick someone where you feel happy for them. And again, pets work great. Thinking about how happy your dog is at dinner time, or, you know, can be really simple. And as we contemplate how they are feeling and their good fortune, we might say, may your happiness and good fortune continue. May it grow and grow. May it never end. May your happiness and good fortune continue. May it grow and grow. May it never end. Saying these words, or your own version of these words, so this is the third superpower of the heart. The desire, the happiness in other people's happiness, or the appreciative joy. Notice if you've touched into it. For whatever you're feeling, you can always say, for whatever I'm feeling, may I hold myself with kindness and awareness. Even if I'm not accessing any of these qualities, they're a little bit like planting seeds. So just to complete with the fourth one's a little different. It's called equanimity. And equanimity is even-mindedness and balance, a balanced, non-reactive mind. And so in this kind of practice, just bring to mind these people. And maybe some of them are suffering, and some of them there's lots of joy. Some of them it's easy. Maybe you've brought to mind people it's harder to have kindness or compassion for. And we just say some simple words like, things are as they are. May I be with things as they are. You are as you are. May I be with you as you are. And even I am as I am. May I accept myself just as I am. So you might notice something that you want to say these words about and imagine having some equanimity. And what does that feel like inside with equanimity? Things are as they are. I can be with things as they are. So we'll take the last couple minutes. Almost done here in silence. And I just invite you to send any of these four, and you may not remember them, but you kind of get the idea, some kindness, compassion, joy, equanimity, to wherever you're drawn. Send it to people you know, send it to people in the world, send it out. So let's just take some time. You play with it. And you can use phrases, you can use images, and even if you're really new, you can just do the spirit of this. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May your joy continue. May things be as they are. So let's send kindness and compassion and joy and equanimity from this room out in all directions. And you can just have a general sense of the kindness spreading and spreading and compassion in areas that need compassion in this world and areas that celebrate the joy where goodness is. And this whole level of peace and equanimity. Just imagine it going out in all directions, spreading, spreading, spreading. And when you've imagined as far out as you can, let's come back to this present moment here and now. Noticing your body, noticing how you're doing. We can say, for whatever it is I'm feeling right now, and I hold this too with kindness and awareness. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. Thank you for giving that a try. It was kind of like I took you on a journey. There was a lot there. If it's your first time, we usually do a bit more silence, but I was wanting you to get these four qualities that are so beautiful and have a lot of good science behind it and can really impact our minds and our hearts quite significantly. I taught a longer lecture on it a few weeks ago, and it's everything's on the UCLA Mindful app. So if you're interested in more of that, you can go to that. And we have free app, short meditations, long meditations, many, many resources on the UCLA Mindful app. Programs coming up at our center. There's a flyer when you exit on the right if you're interested. And we have a lot of online programs coming up. So I'm talking also to the people online. In 2 weekends, I'm going to do a day of practice for beginners. So if you're really interested in mindfulness and want to do a deeper dive, you can find that on our website. I have a study group coming up for advanced students. And what else? There's a bunch of other things. So take a look. I will be in the hallway afterwards if you have any questions. And just sort of play with these qualities. It can really transform our hearts and minds. All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.